The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't miss, let alone miss you. Very sassy. What's going on? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, best podcast out, your new favorite podcast in these podcast streets, okay?
Let them know.
This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, music lover, music appreciator, cultural savant, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and hip-hop aficionado, A-Dub.
Yes, it's Wednesday, and Young Thug is planning on building a new city. Wow, okay.
There we go.
21 Savage is putting artists up on game on how to make money off their album sales. Drake has dropped some new Certified Lover Boy merch, and he's out in these streets giving it away. What a generous guy, Drake, that man is. Also, Lil Uzi has given an album update, and Bobby Shmurda has a new song on the way. Let's get down to it. Okay, let's kick it off with some positivity from 21. All right, he recently revealed that he makes more money off of album sales than touring. Now, if you know anything about the music business, this is rare. Like, artists do not get paid that much money off of their album sales. They begin like 0.0001567 of a cent per stream. Like,
right.
What these artists be making off the actual album sales is usually not that much. But 21 broke it down, and he said that he gets a lot of money off his album sales.
Yeah, he said he had a platinum album before he signed his first deal. He said, "I own my masters right now. Every song you ever heard me on, I own it." I got it. That's big.
Talk heavy, 21.
He said, "I got a 70-30 split with my label. I get 70, they get 30.
Woo! Come on. Oh, my goodness.
Let's get it.
Let's go. Talk that bag talk. Talk that ownership talk. Go ahead, 21.
He also says, "I make more money off my album sales than I do off touring. A lot of rappers, most of their money comes from touring."
Yeah, that's a fact. Now, he said all of this on Gilly and Wallow's Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast, and he was just basically reiterating the importance of owning your masters. This is something you hear artists talk about all the time, and a lot of people don't take heed to it. They're just so anxious to get in the door. They're so anxious to get a deal and be signed with a label that they don't really have any ownership in what they're doing. But if nothing else convinced you that you should try to hold on to your masters if you can, it's this. Because imagine making 70% off of all of your music. That's a different level right there.
A lot of artists do have to rely on touring, and that's a lot in itself, like going on the road all the time and being on stage and performing. You can easily just get more money by your songs just being in TV, movies,
right,
distribution deals, like
all types of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just imagine selling millions of records and still being forced to go on tour. Like, you have to go on tour because you're depending on that to eat. You're depending on that to pay your bills. You're depending on that to feed your family. Like, this is a different level of just business acumen that you wouldn't always expect from an artist, like just coming out of the streets or whatever it is. So for 21 to have that foresight and be able to do that and be able to know starting out his career that he wants to keep all of that ownership, that's a big thing. I hope people take heed to that and use him as an example moving forward.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now let's talk about other rappers doing big things out here, inspiring people. Young Thug is actually planning on building a new city called Slime City. And he's planning on building houses, a water park, a campsite, all types of things. Like, what does Thugga have planned?
So earlier this month, Young Thug did receive 100 acres of land in his hometown of Atlanta. And he has plans to, you know, build homes, a water park, a camping site, and a dirt bike trail on this undeveloped land. He also wants to bring his annual music festival, Slime Fest, to that whole premises and on that land as well.
I think he's going to do it. I think this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Owned and run by somebody that is of the community, somebody that knows the struggles that people go through in that particular community, people that aren't really cared about by the government or by the masses or whatever. Like, I feel like that can be a place, if Thug really does build this up, like, that can kind of be a place where people can go to kind of get that, to feel seen or feel cared about. Like, you know what I'm saying? So how Young Thug even got the land was through his manager, George Ogunsley. And Ogunsley gifted Young Thug this land. And now he's about to build all this stuff on it. I wonder, like, what the timeline of this is actually going to look like, though. Like, how long is it going to take to build Slime City? Like, is it going to be ready by the next Slime Festival? Or is this going to be a multi-year plan? Like, I'm just wondering what the timeline for this is. So I think it's great that he's doing it. I'm just ready to hear more details. Like, all right, well, when can we expect this? 5 years, 10 years, a year?
Yeah, for sure. I hope it's longer than a year just to get, like, especially if they're building homes. I hope they're good homes.
Right.
Things like that. But everything else, I feel like camping site, that's easy. Mm-hmm. Water park, maybe a year or so. So, and dirt bike trail, that's really just dirt, so it should be pretty easy. But them homes, I hope it takes a little while for the homes.
5 years, we want to see something. Mm-hmm. In 5 years, we want Slime City to be at least partially open, Young Thug. So we're waiting on it. Now let's talk about Lil Uzi Vert, because he gave us an update on his album. Now, you know, he released his last album, Eternal A Take, back in 2020, did huge numbers, one of the biggest albums of the year, but he didn't seem too fond of the album or too keen on how it came out and the release process surrounding it. So he's looking to do things differently this time around with this next album he's putting out.
Yeah, actually, Hip Hop DX caught up with Lil Uzi Vert at the 18th anniversary celebration of Jay-Z's 4040 Club. And they were asking him about, you know, the album. It's being titled The Pink Tape. Mm. Lil Uzi basically said it's going through the mixing process right now. So here we go. And he says, because the last time he dropped an album, it did really well. It was actually my highest selling album, but it was experimental on the mixing part, not the actual music. So this time I went experimental with the music and traditional on the mixing.
Okay.
All
right. Give us a date. That's it. I don't really need to know much more else. Sounds like he's good and confident in this new music. Sounds like it's ready to go. So let's get to it. Let's get that new Lil Uzi, the Pink Tape.
Pink Tape. Spicy.
Okay. Now, speaking of new music, Bobby Shmurda has announced a new single as well. Bobby took to Instagram and he posted up a video of the snippet and he captioned it, "Good morning." Oh, yes, up this week. I just try to, you know, channel that Bobby energy, but I think it's unchannelable. Like, you can't emulate the energy that Bobby Shmurda has at all times. It's honestly amazing to watch. Like, he doesn't seem like he ever lacks energy or has a bad moment. Like, you see him smiling. He's on 10 all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Like, no rest. No rest.
No rest at all. But if you want to hear a quick snippet of this new song that he's about to release, sounds a little something like this. 23, bitch, 45 on my whistle with my Benaki. 45 on my whistle, got a tenneke. 45 on my whistle, in my belly jeep. Bitch, find a fight on them niggas, they was 23. If I put that eye on them niggas, they remember me. If you hurry sliding on them niggas, then they remember me. If I put that eye on them niggas, they remember me. If you hurry sliding on them niggas, then they remember me. Sounds like a very, very trap tunes, very drill, trappy drill tunes.
Yeah.
Tunes that make you want to go beat somebody up.
Period.
Definitely out of these streets acting a fool tunes, which we so miss from Bobby. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, something is going to be a good one. So that's what's up.
All right. Lastly, let's talk about the Certified Lover Boy. You know, he's been promoting this album. He's been posting more than usual. Mm-hmm. He's been posted up more than usual out in these streets. And he actually just released some new merch, some Certified Lover Boy merch. And the new T-shirts, they have sayings and phrases and lyrics from the new album on it. So you have some that say, "I don't miss, let alone miss you." Very sassy.
Very.
If you're telling me you're a lover boy, I feel like that's a little anti-lover boy right there. That's That's the opposite of a lover boy.
A little toxic right there.
Very much so. So then you also have another one that says, should have said you love me today because tomorrow is a new day.
Come on.
Now, okay, that one's facts right there. Mm-hmm. That's definitely, you never know. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So say it today. I like that one. I'm here for that.
Right.
And then you have something other than me has got to give.
Period.
Wow. Oh, he get real sassy on the certified lover boy.
Come on, lyrics.
I thought I was going to hear heartfelt tunes. I thought I was going to hear odes to the wonderful women in his life. But this sounds like it's going to be a toxic project.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a toxic love situation, like breakups and, you know, being petty. That's how I'm feeling about the album.
That's the vibes that's coming off of these lyrics and the album cover. It's giving very much toxic, very much, I don't want to say ho. I wanted to use a nicer term, but can't think of one right now, so sorry. had to call it like it looks.
Right.
But either way, these shirts are out now, and he's been out and about giving them, his team, not him physically, but his team has been out and about giving away these shirts. Mm-hmm. He had OVO Mark out giving them away, and they were on Instagram Live together, so fans got a free t-shirt, and they got a chance to talk to Drake.
I think that's dope. We love these dope album rollouts and things they're doing because he did the merch. He put the lyrics on billboards in Toronto. So
right.
It's very dope right now.
Yeah, so September 3rd, it's out.
Mm-hmm, it's coming.
We ready. We days away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to end it on that note then, the anticipation of it all. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbeam, Stitcher. You know the apps. You know all the apps where you can find us. So hit that subscribe button and tell a friend to subscribe as well. Also, make sure you hit up our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias. That's our Instagram, that's our Twitter, that's our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.